Learn Shemayin's Chosu Furshim Vrachs Vibrifka Lad, Ibsor Shachasral, five words for Parshas Vaikiv, Shas and Vrach Meshchodesh El. Pazik says, Vahaya Ikiv Tishmun, says Rav Avram Chaim of Zlachev. It's Simcha, right? We know Vahaya is Lashem Simcha. It's Vahaya, if you're at the Ikiv Tishmun, you're still Tishmun, you're still on fire for Torah Mitzvahs. The Imamish in the month of Av, it's after Tisha B'Av, it's after Tubav, you're still on fire for Torah Mitzvahs, you're still growing, then it's Vahaya, then it's Lashem Simcha. We know at the end of the day, a Malik always tries to cool us off. A Malik tries to cool us off in Avodas Hashem. That's why the Sfas Emes says, if you look at the word Yisrael, Yisrael has the word Ish in it. If you take out the Ish in Yisrael, if you take out 240, if you take out Ish 301 from 541, then you're left with 240. Then you're left with the Malik. A Jew has to constantly be on fire for the fire for Avodas Hashem, especially now in the days leading up to Elul. How important it is to be able to get ready for Elul? You know, if the Bnei Yisrael says, the Gemara says, that a person should not walk behind a basula if he has a chance to walk behind either a woman or a lion. You should choose the lion. Says Bnei Yisrael. What does that mean? It says that the lion is the mazel of and the basula, the single girl is the mazel of Ella. It says don't wait for Ella to do tshuva. Already in the month of Av, already start doing tshuva. Vahaya ekev tishmud. It's simcha. It's vahaya. If you had the ekev tishmud, if you're still going strong, you're still on fire for the Baruch Hashem. Second idea comes to us from the Torah Tamima. Right, so the end of the opening pasuk says, "V'shama Hashem alchecha l'cha aspres v'chesed shenishpa la'avosecha." Hashem says that I remember all the chesed that I swore to your forefathers. It says the Torah Tamima. The Gemara tells us in Yevamos and Ayin Tesam and Aleph that the Bnei Yisrael have three unique qualities that they have that no one else has. They're Rachmanim, they're Bashanim, and Gomle Chasadim. They're merciful, they're bashful, and they're Gomle Chasadim. The Shalmi Kedushin actually says that we're given kindness from this pasuk. Ask the Torah Tamima, where in this pasuk does it say anything about us doing chesed? Right, Yerushalmi says this our pasuk is the source that we know that Jewish people know how to give kindness. It's not talking about our kindness; it's talking about Hashem's kindness. Where is our chesed? So says the Torah Tamima, a beautiful lesson. Zal Pliskin quotes. And he quotes the Torah to him, and he says, the Gemara tells us in Sota, Testament Beis, that the way we act with each other, that's the way Hashem deals with us. The way we act with our fellow brothers and sisters and our family members, that's the way Hashem deals with us. So if the fact is that Hashem is giving us chesed, if Hashem is bestowing His chesed, that means we're deserving of His chesed because we act with chesed. Meaning the Asusa de Le'ila, the Rabbon Hashem is right there, He wants to pour out chesed. But we have to channel it first. If we're active in chesed, then Hashem Baruch Hu is going to be chesed. So where do we see that in the pasuk that Hashem that we're doing that the Rishami says the kedushin alf that this is the source that where there are gomel chesedim, because if Hashem's acting us with chesed, that means we're doing chesed as well. Mida kening and mida, a beautiful idea from the Torah to me. Moving on to the third idea. The third idea comes to us from the original Rebbe quoted by Rav Biederman. The pasuk says in Perek Ches pasuk Yates v'ha'yim shachach tishkach es Hashem alokecha. Right, if you forget Hashem Baruch Hu and you go after other gods. Says the original Rebbe, two ideas here. He says, "V'haya, we know we just said two from the first idea. V'haya is lashon simcha. V'haya im shachach. If you forget to be besimcha in your life, tishkach is Hashem alokecha. You're going to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because a Jew always has to be besimcha. Rabbi Nachman's young about this. How important it is, especially in our generation, how important it is to be constantly giving oneself chizuk and encouragement to always be besimcha. V'haya im shachach. If you forget the v'haya, if you forget to be besimcha." And tishkach es Hashem lakecha. Then you could forget about your avodas Hashem because you can't serve the Ribbono Shel Olam when you're depressed or you're ba'atzvas. You have to do it with simcha. The second idea he says on these words, he says that shachach also comes from the lashon of shchiach, frequent. So shachach is something that's constantly found. So he says, he reads the pasuk like this. The second idea, beautiful originer. It says v'hayim shachach. If simcha is frequent amongst yourself, then Tishkach Hashem Alokecha. Then you're going to be able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be frequent with you. If you have Vahaya with you, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with you. So two ideas from the Rishoner, all about being B'Simcha. Beautiful. Moving on to idea number four. So the last, in the 4a and 4b, actually be two different ideas, but I put it under one thing. So the last ideas come in the Perek Yud Aleph, in the Pesukim about talking about Shema. So the Pasuk says in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yuches, V'samdem Mestera'ila Alevalchem Yal Nafshachem. Remember, we say this Pasuk every day. Quotes this pasuk, and when he quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin, we know on the lashon of Visamtam, the Gemara says Visalam, you should place him Samtam. The Gemara says that Torah is a potion of life. Torah is a potion of life, and he says that he quotes another Gemara in Shabbos. It says that the crazy thing happened like last week's parsha about the Aseret Dibros is that on the Aseret Dibros, the Samach and the Mems, they didn't have any base. There were no bases on the Samach and Mems on the Luchos, but they floated above. He says, this is exactly what it means. Visamtem. What does it mean, Visamtem? Samech Mem. Samtem is they were a potion of life. The actual letters, Samech Mem, where they kind of floated above the Malam in the Teva. And this whole word is that, because that's what Torah does. Torah elevates a person. And how do we know Torah elevates a person? Because we see that it's a Samech Chaim. It's not just to mean that it's a potion of life, but the actual letters, Samech Mem, on the actual luchos, actually, they weren't able to be able to stand. There was no. If you ever look at a samach or a mem sofit, there's no place for it to stand. But it was a tremendous miracle, and that's what Yisro Chaver says. That's what the Gemara's drash is really talking about. The sanam sam chayim, sam tam. The davka, the letter samach mem, were able to be able to stay alive. Just on the same idea, the Moshe Mordechai Epstein, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Slobodka Yeshiva. He asked in the next pasuk, it says, "V'lamartem osam svenechem l'daber bam." You should teach your children, and sitting in your home and going on your way. And he asked a famous question. He asked the question I saw, why is teaching your Torah in the paragraph of Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim? Teaching Torah should be in the first paragraph, where it is also. But why is it mentioned again also in here, Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim? Says Moshe Mordechai Epstein, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Slobodka Yeshiva, he says, you want to know how to teach over Yiddishkeit, you want to know how to give over Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim to the next generation? It starts and ends with learning Torah. It starts and ends with learning Torah with your children. It says that's what v'lamartem osam svenechem l'daber bam is dafka in this paragraph of Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim. Because you want to give over your love for Judaism to your children. It starts with learning Torah. I remember seeing l'daber bam. Bam is also the beginning of Bracious and the beginning of Torah Shebechsav and the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh. I forgot who says that. Bracious and Ne'emesah. Beautiful ideas from the Yisrael Isaac Chover and of Moshe Mordechai Epstein. Finally, the fifth and final idea, two psukim later, Yod Aleph Chav Aleph. We say, Kimei Hashemayim Al Ha'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears that it should be like days of the heavens on earth. So it says, Le'ev El-Yor, of Eliel Apian. What do those words mean, Kimei Hashemayim Al Ha'aretz? What's the deeper meaning? He says that at the end of the day, a Jew could be in the middle of Manhattan, a Jew could be in the middle of LA, the middle of Wisconsin, in the middle of Boca, in the middle of nowhere. But if at the end of the day, you're learning Torah, and you're acting in a Jewish way, you're acting in a caring way, it might look like you're on the arts, but you're really about Shemayim. Kimei HaShemayim, what does that mean? Kimei HaShemayim Al Haaretz. That you act with a certain dignity. Kimei HaShemayim, you're living in Shemayim Al Haaretz, on the land. It means in the middle of the day, you're not just thinking about what you're getting for lunch, you're thinking about how I'm going to go closer to the Rabbonu Shalom. Let me send my wife a text message. Let me send my kids a text message. Let me think about my chesed. Let me think about where am I going to daven mincha. That means kimei hashemayim al haaretz. That you're living a godly life on this world. You're living a godly life in this world. And at the end of the day, you don't have to look anywhere else besides some in Reish Laman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. Rav Yosef Kairo writes how a Jew serves the Kodesh Baruch Hu 24 hours when you're constantly focused and you're honed in. Doing everything, every action for the Rabbanu Shem's sake, L'Shem Shemayim, Achila, Shasiya, all have Yud Hei in it. So let's just review these five ideas. We start off with the Orach HaChaim. It says, V'haya Ekev Tishmon. V'haya, you're going to be, if you're V'haya Ekev, Tishmon, if you're at the end of the day, if at the end of the Ekev, you're at the end of the year, you're still V'haya, then you're still Tishmon, then it's V'haya. Right? At Ekev, you're at the end of the year, where it's, people are still just trying to hold on, and you're still Tishmon, then it's V'haya, then it's L'Shem Simcha. Torah Tamima asked a great question. It says, how could we, the Yushalmi Kedusha, learn from Arab Pasuk, right, about the Jewish people like doing chesed? Like the Maran Yevamos tells us, like, the Jewish people are known for their chesed, but where it's talking about Hashem's chesed. It says the Torah Tamima, no, the way Hashem deals with us, that's the way we deal with others. Meaning, the way we act with each other, that's the way Hashem deals with us. So if we're talking about Hashem's chesed, it means that if we're deserving of His chesed, it means because we're doing chesed ourselves. And how important is it? Reb Moshe Kibrin said, a day of Avodah Hashem, without doing chesed, is not a day of Avodah Hashem. You always have to make sure you're able to do kind and caring things. The next idea, the two explanations of the original Rebbe, V'hayim Shachach Hashem L'Kecha, is V'hayim Shachach, if you get the Simcha, and Tishkach Hashem L'Kecha, then you can forget the Rebbe Hashem. A person has to serve the Rebbe Hashem with Simcha, Ivdos Hashem with Simcha. Then he says, "V'haya im shachach shachach l'shem shchiach." At the end of the day, that if v'haya is shachach, if it's frequent, then tishach l'shem shchiach, then Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be there. Then we saw two ideas about the points of learning Torah. V'samtem is the re'ela. If this Eliezer Chover says v'samtem is l'shem sam tam, what does that mean? Sam tam. It's a potion of life, but also the letters samach mem. You know, the Gemara tells us on Shabbos Kotal Manaf that the letters Samech and Mem, Sofit, they didn't have any base ground of it, but they floated above because that's what Torah is. And that's where Moshe Mordechai Epstein says, why Dafka teach Torah? Why this pasuk, L'imaratam Asbenechem, in the paragraph of Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim? Because it says Rav Moshe Chaim Mordechai Epstein, because the only way to give our kavod kabbalah shemaim, to give our Yiddishkeit, is dafka for the level of learning to your children. Finally, the fifth and final idea was Le'ev Le'yo, or the words Kimiyah Shemaim Al Aretz, means that even when you're on the Aretz, that your head is in Shemaim. Even when you're in the middle of your day, you're focused on the Rabbono Shalom and being righteous and being honest and the way you walk in the city, especially in the summer months. Kimei Hashemam, you're living in Shemam Ala Aretz. That you're davening, you're benching, you're davening Minch in the proper way. Shem Shabbos bless us, that we should always be besimcha, to be able to get ready for Shabbos Mavarachim, Shchodesh El, to be able to do tshuva. Don't wait for the month of El to be able to do tshuva. Like the B'nai Sassar says, to go walk behind the lion instead of the Basula. What does that mean? We already start doing tshuva in the month of Av, and the nine in the month of El. So Shem Shabbos is be able to make sure to always be kind with each other, and be zochet to His kindness, be zochet to always have Simcha by our side, to always be zochet to have the Torah should be a potion of life for us. It should be something that we give our love of our learning should give over to the next generation. And wherever we go in life, it should Kimei Hashemam all ours. No matter where we go physically, spiritually, we're connected to the Rebbeinu Shem wherever we go in our lives. Be'ezus Hashem. Shkoyach.